Hi, I'm Dan Valero Fletcher, the luchador, 1,000 Fights of El Fuego Fuerte. This podcast has a t-shirt. It is a minimalist design evoking the mask of El Fuego Fuerte, done in the classic style of wrestling t-shirts like Austin 316 and the Bullet Club. It is available in two colorways right now on our website, theluchadorpod.com/merch. Pause this, go buy it right now. Also, this episode is the second to last of this season. Chapter 5, which will be released in 2 weeks, will be the conclusion of Fuerte's battle against the vampire women. But I'm excited to announce that a second season is already in pre-production with over half of the scripts already written. You have that to look forward to, but first, this week's show.
In Mexico City, generations of mass wrestlers known as luchadores have been the heroes of the people. From the noble técnicos to the cheating rudos, when called upon, these athletic, whip-smart warriors will set aside their rivalries of the ring to keep their city safe from the dangers of this world and beyond. Of all the luchadores of all ages past, none were as brave or as strong as El Fuego Fuerte, the mighty champion of Mexico City. These are his battles. These are the 1,000 fights of El Fuego Fuerte, the luchador. El Fuego Fuerte contra las Mujeres Vampiras, Chapter 4, Last Time. Suffering from the Queen of the Vampire's bite, El Fuego Fuerte heads back to the Mexico City Museum with the help of Maria Amaya in search of a clue to thwart the vampire menace. Instead, they found the museum curator, Maria's father, brutalized from a vampire attack, his precious research stolen. The Rudo, El Hijo del Lobo Sangre, arrives to assist Fuego Fuerte in a high-speed pursuit after the vampire women. But just as the pilfered museum books were within Fuerte's grasp, the luchadores were sideswiped by a carload of underworld gangsters. Taken captive, along with the books, Fuerte and Lobo were presented with a most unsavory proposition. Either take a dive in their next wrestling match, or abandon any hope of learning the secrets to stopping the vampire women.
Look at the two of you. What a tag team. What an attraction. El Fuego Fuerte and El Hijo del Lobo Sangre, the noble champion and the upstart who inherited the mask of his former rival. Fuerte, I admit I was a little worried about you making it tonight after what happened in the ring with those vampires. But here you are.
Told you I'd keep the champ safe and sound.
Lobo did come through for me, that is true. But the fact that we have not seen these vampires in an entire week might have the most to do with my stable health. Whatever influence they imposed on me through their bite seems to have receded.
Then those vampiric dames better stay away. I promise you and the rest of the boys and girls fighting for me tonight that security has been doubled. No, tripled. Nothing bad is happening to any more of my luchadores. Not in my arena.
Let us hope. No one else should befall the same fate as El Árbol y las Saltamontes Voladores.
Sí, prima. More attacks like that can't be good for profits.
I'll try not to take that as an insult, Perrito. Trust me, boys. At the end of tonight, all anyone will be talking about is the debut match of my new marquee tag team. Fuerte and Lobo. Lobo and Fuerte. Lo Fuerte? I'll work on it.
She's gone. Do you think she's in on it with those gangsters? Does she know that you know who is forcing us to throw the match?
Prima Venganza is not the most scrupulous promoter in Mexico City, but she is one of the shrewdest. It wouldn't make sense that she'd set the fans up for such a horrible disappointment. Too much money left on the table.
If I weren't so ready to jump off a bridge for the pure shame of this, I would have put some money down against us. Like all those gangsters certainly have.
You should not take this so lightly. This is a betrayal to all that is sacred in Lucha Libre.
Lightly? You're not even listening to me. And are we now back to pretending I don't know all about your dark and dirty past, Fuerte?
You are welcome to continue thinking whatever you like about my past. The road I've walked is mine alone to live with. But I will, with confidence, swear that I have never in all my career, thrown a match.
I know who you are, Fuerte. What you are and what you aren't. I'm only trying to build some camaraderie before we walk into the lion's den. I'm just saying that, rudo or técnico, I know taking a fall is damn hard for both of us.
We are bound together in these troubles, but that does not change how different we are under these masks.
Hey, we're only as different as you choose to be.
Exactly.
Dios mío. Whatever you say, man. The crowd sounds ready. Let's get this over with.
After you.
At Mexico City Hospital, the stalwart, Maria Amaya, stands vigil at her wounded father's bedside. She is interrupted by the blustery Detective Gonzalez of Mexico City's finest.
You're saying that you personally didn't see nobody, vampire or not vampire, anywhere in the museum the night your father was attacked?
El Fuego Fuerte chased after them, but I didn't see exactly who they were. No.
You know, he's got a habit of that sort of thing. And those books that those women, vampires or not vampires, might have taken from the museum, you still ain't recovered them yet?
No. And those books are the key to stopping those Cihuateteos, the vampires.
Señorita Amaya, I'm a public servant. We don't mess ourselves up with the allegedly supernatural, no matter what our own eyes and ears might even be telling us. Any official talk of vampires has to go through your friend Fuego Fuerte and his likes. But between you and me, I need to know, is there anything that your poor padre here might have said about whoever or whatever attacked him?
He lost consciousness soon after we found him. He hasn't woken up since.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been by his side this whole time. He hasn't said a word. If he said anything between the attack and now, the only one who could have heard him was... Oh.
Tell me.
I couldn't. It's too preposterous. But yet...
Say no more. Luchadors can deal with the preposterous. There are hundreds of other simple crimes in the city that need my attention. Crimes the likes of me can actually deal with.
I understand. I don't even know how I got myself wrapped up in this either. I hate to leave my father, but could you please have the nurse ring me if anything changes with him?
Where you gotta run off to all of a sudden?
Back to the museum.
My men scoured every inch of that museum, Señorita. We didn't find anything that would get us any closer to whoever attacked your father.
You may have examined the crime scene, Detective Gonzalez, but I believe you may not have interrogated all the witnesses.
Before us, we have two masks that have shared the ring many times, but never on the same tag team. For the first time ever, El Fuego Fuerte, brave champion of Mexico City, will team with the man who inherited the mantle of his greatest rival, El Hijo del Lobo Sangre. The original Lobo Sangre gave us many wars against our champion, but a new era begins as old rivalries give way to new alliances. All eyes are on Fuerte and Lobo in this exhibition tag team match against the hard luck pig farming brothers, Mondo and Manuel Los Sucios.
I can't believe I'm losing my debut match to part-timers. A luchador should be a luchador, not a farmer, not a race car driver, not a gravedigger.
It would seem our fates are sealed. Look into the crowd. A few of those gangsters are here to protect their investment.
I see them. Let's get this and our lucha careers over with.
And with that, the match is underway. El Hijo del Lobo Sangre will start off against Mondo, the older brother of Los Sucios. Expectations for the young wolf behind the legendary mantle are extraordinarily high. Huh. Lobo grabs Mondo El Sucio in a collar and elbow tie-up, getting up close and personal with the filthy leather pig mask that fully obscures Mondo's shameful identity.
Excited to lose your first match ever?
It figures. You and your foul-smelling brother are in on the fix.
We're such terrible wrestlers. I'll do anything to finally win a match, especially against an overhyped gringo like you.
Now you've done it.
That was a vicious fisherman buster suplex by El Hijo del Lobo Sangre. What strength from the newcomer. Mondo El Sucio is writhing on the mat in pain.
That's no way to lose a match, kid.
El Fuego Fuerte forcefully tags himself into the match. Looks like he has some words for his young protege. Maybe the champion doesn't like being shown up by the newcomer.
What was that? The gangsters in the audience look furious.
Look, just because we gotta lose doesn't mean we can't kick these dirty punks around a bit first.
Keep your head on straight. There's too much at stake here.
Lobo backs off onto the ring apron. Fuego Fuerte circles, waiting for Mondo El Sucio to get back to his feet. Now it's Fuerte's turn to initiate the lockup.
Let's get this over with as quickly as possible. I'm sure it's an embarrassment for you and your brother to be mixed up in this.
You serious? This is the greatest day of our lives.
Dios mío! Our brave champion of Fuego Fuerte was just floored by a single punch from a Sucio brother. How could this be? An ugly body slam on El Fuego Fuerte by Mondo, followed by some nasty stomps in the corner. It looks like our worst fears have come true. The bite our champion suffered in the middle of the ring last week must have sapped his strength. The burning fire of El Fuego Fuerte has gone dim.
End this now.
You wish.
Mondo is holding El Fuego Fuerte at bay with one hand. Perhaps our champion needs to tag in his young partner. El Hijo del Lobo Sangre might be the hero that Mexico City needs right now.
I always knew that it was true what they said about you, that you were a sellout in Los Estados Unidos. You were all too happy to play the evil foreigner Mexican, to be booed and humiliated by the flag-waving American baby faces. You were an embarrassment to your people then, and you will be an embarrassment to them now.
El Sucio goes down. What a strike from our champion. They're still fighting El Fuego Fuerte yet.
You've gone too far, El Sucio.
But you don't deny it.
Fuerte picks Mondo back up, whips him into the ropes, a back body drop followed by a senton splash. Mondo El Sucio in a bad way. His partner Miguel, who is still yet to be tagged into this match, can only watch in frustration. Fuerte goes to his young partner Lobo Sangre, perhaps to make a tag.
What happened to keep your head on straight?
I was wrong. We can't lose to the likes of them. We can't betray the city and our sport, even if it is to protect it.
What about the vampires?
We'll find another way.
What about the gangsters?
I will protect you. You are right, El Hijo de Lobo Sangre. We are more alike than I admitted, but I have a ways to go in accepting it. Are you with me?
El Fuego Fuerte has his hand out for the tag. Will Lobo take it?
You're letting me go home?
It's your debut match.
Oh no.
There's the tag, and Lobo Sangre rushes in like gangbusters. A running knee strike to Mondo El Sucio. Another knee. Then a powerful short arm clothesline brings Mondo down. Lobo drags Mondo under the ropes and slingshots him upwards with a brutal guillotine. The Rudo spirit is alive and well in this tricky youngster. Mondo rolls to safety in the middle of the ring, but this might be a dreadful mistake. Yes! El Hijo del Lobo Sangre is climbing to the top rope. It looks like he's preparing for it. Yes, here it comes. The move that made his mask famous. The Howl of the Wolf! A beautiful 450 Phoenix splash from the top rope. El Hijo has done the original Lobo Sangre proud. Here comes the pin. They've done it. El Fuego Fuerte and El Hijo del Lobo Sangre have demolished Los Sucios. They didn't even manage a tag. What a team. What a future for this new partnership. What a proud day for Lucha fans around the world. And look, El Fuego Fuerte has come into the ring and raised the hand of his young partner.
I think I saw one of those gangsters make a throat-slitting gesture.
No time to worry about them. Their kind always bides their time. Now, we have some vampires to stop.
Sure. With no clue where they are and no fancy books to help us.
We'll find a way. We have to.
Across town, Maria Amaya returns to the scene of her father's brutal attack. The museum curators have cleared the wreckage, but something foul still lingers in the air. Maria approaches her father's parrot, Jose, who still sits on his perch in the corner of the room.
Ay, Jose, why did I ever get my father mixed up into this?
Maria! Maria!
Yeah, it's me, Jose. Aw, you poor bird. You've been such a loyal companion to my father all these years. You must have seen the whole affair from your perch, didn't you?
Maria! Maria, my daughter!
My daughter. Ay, Jose. Did my father say something in this room before he lost consciousness?
Maria! Maria, my daughter!
Please, Jose, he must have said something more.
Santana!
Jose, what could that mean?
Maria, my daughter. Look, Santana. Look, Maria.
Santana. Santana? Santana? Could he mean the portrait of General Santana in my father's office? It's my only thought. Don't go anywhere, Jose, okay?
Maria. Santana.
Ha, there's the painting. Okay. It's been hanging there ever since I was a girl. General Antonio Santa Anna is an important figure in our country's history. But come to think of it, I don't think I've ever heard my father talk about him. Then why keep this painting up so prominently in his private office? Perhaps if I move it... Oh! A hidden safe! Por supuesto. But what could the combination be? Let me think. Respira. My mother's birthday? Let's try. Ay, qué lindo. Bueno, now I can only hope what's inside is helpful in this hopeless battle against these vampire women. Okay. Oh, Bobby, what's this? Oh, these drawings, these notes, these maps. It all points to the Grand Temple at the outskirts of Mexico City. This is more than I could have hoped for. Well, what's this? These other items in here, these pictures, these newspaper clippings, they seem to have little to do with the Cihuatateo, but is that, could it be? No, why didn't he ever tell me? Okay, this is all too much. I'll have to process this later. I need to get a hold. I need to get a hold of El Fuego Fuerte and deal with the most urgent matter at hand. That's what he would do, right?
I just arrived in Mexico City. It's too damn soon to be skipping town.
I'll never abandon this city, Lobo. We'll just need to lay low. Keep our heads down from the gangsters and do what we can to hunt those vampiras from the shadows.
If this is the life of a técnico, count me out. It's exhausting. Must be the underworld calling. Telling us to put our heads on a plate and hand them over so that we can save them the trouble.
Bueno, only one way to find out. Maria, it's so good to hear from you. Any good news about your father? Ah, I see. Understood. El Hijo de Lobo Sangre and I will handle it. Stay far away. Who knows what the Cihuatateo might have in store for us? Thank you. It gives me strength to know that you'll be thinking of us. Well, Lobo, you know how we needed to get out of town for a while.
I don't like where this is heading.
Little do Lobo and Fuerte know, as they make their preparations to storm the Aztec temple at the edge of the city, their movements do not go unnoticed.
My queen, I lurked in the shadows outside the mansion of the one they call El Hijo del Lobo Sangre all night. It appears that the luchadores have learned the location of our sacred nest and are on their way here.
Give us the word, my queen, and we will meet these luchadores at the temple gate.
No, my loyal ones. It is time for us to show El Fuego Fuerte the full extent of our powers. They have no idea what they're walking into.
Father, I'm worried about El Fuego Fuerte. I found your notes about the Aztec temple, but they said nothing about what might be found inside. The ancient evil of the Cihuatateo can't possibly be imagined. Even a man such as Fuerte is sure to be overmatched, but what could I do to help? Huh? The time for scholarship has surely passed, but I'm not a warrior, even though those pictures, no. I must put it out of my mind. Father, you need me here, by your side, right?
At daybreak, El Fuego Fuerte's convertible reaches the end of the dirt path that cuts through the jungle foliage outside of Mexico City. Lobo Sangre climbs out of the passenger seat and stares up at the Aztec pyramid. It looms above them in all its crumbling immensity.
And there's a way into this thing?
There must be. Even though this temple pyramid has been closed to the tourists for many years, a fact of which this Cihuatateo must have taken full advantage.
Hey, what is it?
My wound from the vampire queen's bite. It's lay dormant for days, but here, in the presence of this temple, it's come back to full sinister life.
That's good enough reason to turn back from me?
No. This temple is our only chance. The vampires have proved untraceable in the labyrinth of Mexico City.
What do you expect us to do? Start kicking at the pyramid until we find a door?
It was never going to be so difficult. Look, movement. Halfway up the side.
Fuerte points. Lovo looks up to see a gray stone door slide open to reveal a doorway from which three figures in luchador masks emerge.
That man in the center. He's so tall, I'd recognize that silhouette anywhere.
As would I.
Ha! It thrills me that you would recognize my mask. I hope it haunts your dreams at night. The mask of your hermano en lucha that you failed to protect. My blood is in your hands, El Fuego Fuerte.
As is ours.
We were cut down before our very first match. Where were you, Fuego Fuerte?
It can't be. The mighty El Árbol. The young team, Las Altamontes Voldadores. I saw your lifeless bodies with my own eyes.
The powers of the Cihuateteo and their dark master are unmatched. Your fate will soon be that of ours, Fuego Fuerte, an enslaved warrior in the army of the damned.
It seems like they have a problem with you, Fuerte. How about I make sure I get your convertible back to the city in one piece?
Lobo Sangre, coward. You aren't going anywhere. Even your craven spirit is good enough grist for the mill of war and blood.
El Árbol, if it is truly you who stands before me, think of all the battles we fought against one another. You know I am an honorable man. Step aside and know that I will do everything I can to free you from this fate.
What part of enslaved warrior don't you understand? Besides, the dead know all, Fuerte. I know what kind of man you truly are.
With that, El Árbol and Las Altamontes Voldadores leap down from the temple pyramid, their limbs outstretched for a diving plancha aerial attack.
Watch out!
Lobo and Fuerte dodge, but the three enslaved luchadores roll through and spring to their feet. The two teams square off in the middle of the jungle clearing, readying for a three-on-two confrontation.
Lobo, I know this is a lot to ask, but I need you to keep both of Las Altamontes busy. If this is El Árbol, I know all of his tricks and weaknesses.
You forget I know him as well. And the Gordo El Árbol I remember never did an aerial maneuver like that in his life.
This is serious. Can you handle the tag team?
Of course.
El Fuego Fuerte charges at El Árbol, while Lobo Sangre draws Las Altamontes away. Up close, the skin of El Árbol has turned ashen and black-veined under the curse of the vampires. Árbol and Fuerte lock up.
You are even stronger than I'd remember, El Árbol.
Being dead is not without its benefits.
The two Altamontes circle around El Hijo de Lobo Sangre. He stays quick on his feet to avoid them getting an opening.
You may have had a slightly longer career than us, Lobo Sangre, but you can't keep us at bay forever.
We are due our debut victory.
Lobo barely keeps the dual attack of the Saltamontes at bay. Fuerte loses ground against El Árbol.
Old tactics are useless against me, old friend.
Even El Árbol's famously weak right ankle?
Try me!
Fuerte slips out of the lockup and slides between the legs of El Árbol. El Árbol stumbles, and Fuerte picks a leg of the giant.
Even death can't change everything, El Árbol.
El Fuego Fuerte wraps El Árbol's leg in an ankle lock submission.
How many times did I lose to this very maneuver? Too many to count, but no longer.
It can't be.
El Árbol wrests his trapped leg free with enough force to send Fuerte flying.
The hold of the vampires is weakening me, but strengthening them.
These ladies have my number, Fuerte. I'm gonna need some help pretty soon.
El Árbol, you need to fight the hold the vampires have on you.
Fight? They've given me what I've always desired. A chance to finally bring you down.
At the cost of your soul.
You think if I had the strength to fight my soul free of this state, I would not have already done it?
I'm asking you to put your faith in me, amigo. Hold back against the wishes of the Cihuateteo and give Lobo and I an opening in this fight. If you do, we will win the war for your souls. This I swear.
You will betray us like you betrayed your city.
Those years in Los Estados Unidos are my greatest shame. Everything I've dedicated myself to since then has been to make up for that failing. It is too easy to surrender to a lust for greater power. I thought I wanted more than what my city could give me. I've tarnished my name and my mask. And worse, I've hid and buried that shame. What else could you put your faith in, El Arbol, than a man driven, even against his own well-being, to cleanse his soul?
It is so hard to fight them!
You must.
Now! I pushed them out for just a moment! Strike me down before it's too late! Don't squander what I have given you!
I won't!
As El Arbol holds the forces controlling him at bay, El Fuego Fuerte launches a dropkick to the stomach, which buckles him over. Fuerte lifts the huge man up into a suplex position and drives him down to the stone floor with a devastating brainbuster. The body of El Arbol lies still.
Hurry, will you? These other two didn't hear your self-flagellating would-be inspirational speech.
Fuerte rushes up to one of the Saltamontes just as she's about to crack Lobo Sangre from behind. Fuerte tosses her with an overhead belly to belly. When she hits the stone floor, she does not get up.
Took you long enough.
This isn't fair. We wanted glory. We wanted power. We wanted a chance.
The odds now in his favor. El Hijo de Lobo Sangre leaps at the remaining Saltamonte, wrapping his legs around her neck and spiking her down into the stone with a vicious Hurricanrana. As she sees his movement, the three fallen, undead luchadores evaporate into clouds of black smoke.
Jesus Cristo, did we kill them?
Not any more dead than they already were. We owe their spirits now. We must find a way to release the souls of our brother and sisters as we take down these vampire women.
Sure, if the opportunity comes up organically, without too much trouble, you know?
No time to waste. Into the temple.
I can see why tourists aren't flocking to this place these days. Looks like it can crumble to pieces at any moment.
This temple has stood at the edge of the city for thousands of years. The ancient Aztecs had access to building techniques so advanced, they've been forgotten by modern man.
Still think it's a death trap. Look at this pillar over here, with this weird sculpture carved into it. Who is this ugly mug?
Some ancient god we don't want to anger. If Maria was here, she could probably identify it.
Sure she could. You have a thing for that dame, don't you?
Lobo, I'm serious. Don't touch the statue.
Ducking the question, I see. What if I just poked this guy in the ojo here?
What did you do?
I barely touched it. I'm sure it's fine.
The gray stone floor of the temple antechamber splits, and Lobo and Fuerte tumble down into the dark. They land among dirt and cobwebs in some forgotten oubliette. No doors, no way out.
I told you not to touch anything.
Yeah, this one's on me. You were the one who wanted to burst in here without—
Quiet, Lobo. Do you hear that?
Sounds like nothing good.
Hand me that flashlight. By the saints, look at that horrible figure carved into the ceiling. A serpent with a hunter's arms. A serrated spinning blade at each end. And the ceiling, it's getting closer.
This one's definitely on me.
An Aztec machine of death spells doom for our brave Fuego Fuerte and El Hijo de Lobo Sangre. With no escape in sight, it looks like they will not survive to face down the bloodthirsty vampire women and free the souls of their luchador brother and sisters. Is there any hope at all for our tragic heroes? Find out next time in the thrilling conclusion of El Fuego Fuerte contra las Mujeres Vampiras. Just one of the thousand fights of El Fuego Fuerte, the luchador.
The Luchador, 1,000 Fights of El Fuego Fuerte, was created, written, and produced by Daniel Valero Fletcher. Produced by Brandon Kendall. Sound engineering and editing by Michael Mason. Sound design by David Magadan. Original music by Michael Mason. This week's special guest stars are Luchasaurus as Mondo El Sucio, and Colt Cabana as Detective Gonsalves, starring Jeffrey Tito Saenz as El Fuego Fuerte, Arash Devan as El Hijo de Lobo Sangre, Natalie Jimenez as Maria Amaya, Alexander Matute as the narrator, Brenda Gutierrez as the Vampire Queen, Katrina Clark as Vampire Say, Emily Chichawa as Vampire Ome, Morgan Smith as Saltamonte Uno, Laura Lee Walsh as Saltamonte Dos, Gregory Gonzalez as El Arbol, Michael Rousselet as Jose the Parrot, Kathleen Jacinto as Prima Venganza. Now, for everyone in El Fuego Fuerte's Luchador Crime Club, this week's secret word is temple. Email the secret word each week to giveaway at theluchadorpod.com for another entry to win two tickets to see AEW Revolution Live. And please follow us on social media at The Luchador Pod. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and make sure you are subscribed to us on Spotify or wherever you listen. It's the best way to help more people find our show. Thank you for listening.